Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. It's the 20th of January, I believe. It's also my auntie's birthday. Happy birthday, auntie. I'm in London, walking through my usual park to work. That's probably where that slip came from. And I don't know whether it's a particularly clever idea to be talking in these temperatures. It's very, very cold. It's definitely below zero today. The thermometer outside the house thought it's something like -7, but that one's always a little bit conservative. The car thought it was -2.5, but even so, I feel like a bit of a wuss. I should be used to much colder temperatures from growing up in Germany. This is basically the whole winter. It's always something under zero, a lot of weeks in the year. But I just find it cold, even though it's okay to cope with. It feels very cold, but it's dry cold, so it's okay. It's not as bad as being +3 and raining. That would be awful. So it's actually really nice winter weather. Not so great if you have a cold, like Henry, who, I don't know, I think he'd picked up a bit of a cold last week already, and then on Sunday when we went out in the snow, that probably did it for him. I don't think he got wet or cold, I mean, apart from his hands, where he'd been building the snowman, so I think his gloves were wet. But other than that, I think he wasn't, but it's just being outside in the cold weather, that made things worse. So he spent a day at home yesterday, which might also explain, in case you're thinking, but it's Wednesday. Why is she in London on a Wednesday? Yeah, because I've had to swap. Amelia was still at home, because the usual rule for schools here in the UK is that if a child's been, had some kind of stomach complaint, no need to go into details, they have to be off school for 48 hours after the last episode, which meant for safety reasons I kept Amelia off, and she was still looking quite peaky and weak, so... even though she was back to her normal self yesterday, chirpy and cheeky. But at least we tested that she could eat normal food again, so it was time to go back to school today. Plus, she learned that if she stays at home, I'm just going to make her do schoolwork anyway. And there was some homework that she didn't do at the weekend, so we finished that. And then did some other stuff that I think she needs to practice. So she's back in school, and then poor Henry came home on Monday not feeling at all well and fell asleep on the sofa after dinner. So he had a day off yesterday. He's still not great. He's got a really bad cold. But we'll see how he goes. Hope he can take it easy and he don't go outside for PE in these temperatures. So here I am. I've swapped, so I'm in London on a Wednesday for a change. And quite honestly, looks exactly the same as on a Tuesday. I think today is the, I noticed on the train coming in, and it's still the case here. It's just, the light is incredible. It's lovely. Everything looks like it's got sort of a bluish hue over it. And it just looks cold. Sort of bluish, silvery. Right. Sorry, I was getting a bit distracted. Someone very noisy on the telephone speaking Spanish behind me. And I pick up the odd word and it distracts me. Now, where was I? So the light was absolutely beautiful, and even in the city, it looks cold. It's that kind of light that just looks cold. bluish, very nice though. Very sort of Frozen and Elsa. Yes, watched that film one too many times. What else? Haha, I got to press the button, that doesn't always happen. What else? Oh yeah, the one thing that, coming off the train, I just thought again, isn't it weird? Because when the train arrives in the station here in the UK, they would say, all change. All change. And I always thought, well, that's weird. What they really want is to get me off the train, don't they? They don't know whether I want to catch another train. I might be walking from here. Why do they keep saying all change? But I guess, what are they gonna say? I guess if they tell you to get off the train, that's gonna sound a bit rude. I don't know. In German, they actually say alle aussteigen. So yeah, all disembark, I guess you could say. But maybe that doesn't work with trains. I don't know. I just find it strange to be told that I need to change. Well, at least I'm changing onto underground. But yeah, it's just odd. It's just one of those things. I think a bit strange. Still lots of tourists in front of Buck's house this morning, despite the cold. But then tourists can't be deterred by anything. They are here in all weathers. I know that from here on the week is going to feel a little bit weird because it's going to feel like a Tuesday today, and yet I've got to do Wednesday things, and tomorrow is going to be already Thursday, so that's going to be odd. But hopefully everything's going to be alright, and then at least it'll be weekend sooner, and Henry at least can relax a bit more. I'm contemplating perhaps taking them to a pet store kind of place. Been looking into what kind of pet we could be getting. The kids want something fluffy. I don't know what gave me the idea all of a sudden, but I've been looking up sort of, different small, well, I'm down to small rodents now, which one would be most suitable for kids that age, and how do they need to be housed, etc. I know what tipped me off. I think it was talking to the neighbour, and she said she doesn't want to get an animal by herself because she always borrows them from other people, because she looks after other people's animals. I think I suddenly thought, oh, well, that's one obstacle then. One obstacle gone. If we actually have someone who could look after the pet. And she loves doing that. Maybe that's what it was. So I'm looking into it. But obviously the kids cottoned on, so I keep having to field the barrage of questions when we're going to get it. So we'll see. Anyway, nearly there, and talked for long enough in this cold weather, so I shall wish you all a lovely Wednesday, and I'll speak to you soon, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.